Hello and welcome to the Young Hair Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Wayne Young. I'll summarize all the latest and best proven advances and advice for you to get the most out of your hair restoration. Each episode, I'll cover the most common questions about hair restoration and also the best ways to get the most out of your procedure. I keep it real easy, so let's get started. Hello everyone, so let's talk hairlines, or should we say natural hairlines. What makes them look natural and what is unnatural? I really enjoy the artistic ability to reshape and restore hairlines. Just remember, as our fingerprints are unique, so is our hairline. This area is so common. I have to say, we do hairlines all the time, every week. So when I assess a hairline and try to figure out what will look natural, I think of many things. I think the first thing is the age of the patient. So I need to preempt further hair loss and also try to get an age-appropriate hairline. Two is I understand that the extent of the hair loss with a Norwood grade or Ludwig grade in females needs to be assessed and understood. And number three, these important factors rely on the donor supply. So what can and should be done? Number four, I assess the temporal recessions. This is the side of your head. And four, the rules of third and your face shape. So this is really, really important. Five, I assess the height of the new hairline and obviously the flow of that central point to the temples. And then after I have assessed all these, I will draw these points on to your forehead and also onto the iPad, and we will work together to finally optimize this new hairline. It's also about what my patients want, but the naturalness is, I suppose, all relative. I've been to a few conferences and met the doyen of hairlines, Dr. Ron Shapiro, and he's from Minneapolis. Very nice guy and has great experience with hair restoration. He always talks about the importance of hairlines and the specific parts of that hairline which will make it look natural. He talks about the defined zones and transition areas. One thing I believe is that any unnatural hairline can be caused by a number of things. A too low hairline, a too high hairline, low or high density. Yes, you can have too much hair in the front part of your head. Wrong types of follicles placed, and you can get a pluggy look. So obviously you need fine follicles and one hair follicle right at the front of that hairline. Wrong transitions by the temples also will make you look like you've had a hair transplant, which I have to say most of my patients don't want that look. So I have corrected a number of these unnatural hairlines as they have issues from the above list. Sometimes it's very hard and will require a number of sessions. What we can do, we can extract follicles, we can move follicles further back, increase the density by either moving these follicles into a new area or obviously adding new follicles. We can recalibrate the temporal transition points. So these are all difficult corrections which I have significant experience with, but it may take a couple of sessions. What I would also advise all my patients is not, I repeat, not get scalp micropigmentation or tattoos in the hairline area. It usually is obvious and looks very bad, or if placed too low, will be quite hard to restore the hairline over this tattoo. You may require lasering to remove this tattoo, and this is certainly what one of my patients had to do over a number of periods prior to getting his hair restoration of his hairline at an appropriate height. One point of note is that the assessment at the time of consultation can be adjusted at the time of the procedure. And also, all my patients get what we call the final hair check on the bed. And this is when we have, let's say, 100 or so hairs left, and we all take a 5 minute break. The patient gets to sit up, and then we look and assess this new hairline. The assistants also get up and check, and finally, I check. We look for any asymmetry, density changes, and height differences. So, this final check really is a great time for all of us to take a step back and assess the new hairline. This is just one of my protocols to really optimize a patient's hairline restoration. We take great pride in our work, and making a very natural hairline in theater is just the start of the journey. So, just to recap, hairlines are very complex, and there are many features to be assessed to get the most natural and appropriate hairline for you. If you would like to restore your hairline and get in touch, let's make a booking. Chat soon. Thank you. And thank you for your presence, and I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Reach out and like and follow us on Instagram. And if you would like a consultation with me, info@younghair.com.au. Please subscribe to this podcast to keep up to date. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.